Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Bezant Resources. Welcome back, Colin.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you both.
Today we saw the announcement of the Mankayan project update, where it saw the renewal of the MPSA for 25 years and what looks like the affirmation that the project will be taken forward through to the next stages. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about this exciting news?
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll see that we're very active down there and we've got a good team in Australia. They're very capable guys who can work in that part of the world. As we've said before often, I think that our experience is more African, and that's why we took the decision to monetize this project. All the work is very positive, and a 25-year mining license in a country which has changed its attitude towards mining and recognizes that mining is going to play a major part of the economy, and a country that's aligning itself to the West, you know, in terms of the realignment that we're seeing all around the world, this is a very good result. And of course, the opportunities of the group are to either have a trade sale, or it's very floatable on its own rights, because we're talking about a tier one world-class project here with between 2.5-3 million tons of copper and nearly, let's keep it in broad terms, over 9 million ounces of gold. Equivalent copper grade of about 0.65, 0.7, that order. So this is a real world-class tier one project. That 26.3% can either be a trade sale or by a separate flotation. And it is rather encouraging that BDO, who applied the Valmin method, at this, as we stand now, gave a range of values, because that's what they do, of the bottom range being 2.56, the top being 8 million pounds, preferred value was 5.192. When you think about it, that is quite a reasonable start point for our monetization process.
It's a good result, obviously. So with Bezant current market capitalization of £3.2 million, and one of your assets basically £5.2 million, plus all the other assets that Bezant holds, what's your thoughts on that?
As you know, in Bezant, our really exciting project is the Open Gorok project. And that is a mine waiting to happen. We're redoing the resource. That will be well over 14 million now. We're talking about over 2% copper equivalent, with at least 17 kilometers of exploration. And along that 17 kilometers, quite a bit of previous exploration done, which has showed values, positive intersection. And we've got geophysics beyond that 17 kilometers. So in actual fact, Open Gorok sit there as a, you know, again, we took use the word world-class, but as a really magnificent exploration and early production target. So the monetization of Mankayan is sits as a strategic investment. And that investment alone is worth more, as you say, is worth more than the market currently values the company at.
So tell people just a little bit about Mankayan and
Open Gorok,
as in how did you come about getting those assets into Bezant, and the same for Open Gorok. Where is it? What's its potential? What are you waiting for? So people can understand what the situation is with Bezant.
In terms of my involvement, Mankayan was when we bought into the company. That was, the key asset. Underground mining was the only form of mining. The government was not particularly international mining community to invest in the Philippines. And it's a jurisdiction that we hadn't really worked in before. And so as life went along, it was a laborious process of communities doing the work on the ground, interfacing with government departments, say outside our network and outside our proven and demonstrated capabilities. So we decided to, as you know, we decided to monetize it. And this is a summary of the monetization in current status, what the situation is worth as a strategic investment could be worth. And of course, we'll leave the market to decide what that sort of figure, you know, 2.5 to 3 million tons of copper, 9 to 10 million ounces of gold, what that's worth in today's price, where there's going to be a shortage of copper and the gold price is storming along. So Mankayan acquired, the board decided that others could basically get probably more out of it for our shareholders than we could. It was a long, long, long way away from a resource management point of view. We decided to monetize it, and it looks like it was a good decision. Open Gorok, on the other hand, is just consistent with our African philosophy and our copper philosophy. We put our name up for that a couple of years ago. It was at that stage 10 million tons with some exploration potential. The more time we spend on the ground, the more drilling we do, the more we know that that is not the case. That in actual fact, our first mine will be significant. It will have an open pit section, which it didn't have before. And that our ability, not to grow this mine, but our ability to find a large deposit is extremely good. That's where we want to direct ourselves. And that's exactly what we're doing. We've got the, we produced the matchless geophysics, which showed that, yes, there's a 17 kilometers, but beyond that, there's more, and it's postulated that up to 50 kilometers of intermittent mineralization exists. Namibia is a very good jurisdiction. Namibia is very supportive. It has hosted some very big mines. And of course, this could be the next. We're looking for, in terms of exploration, international partners. In terms of mining, well, we'll either go it alone or take a partner on the right terms. And that might be an hybrid of, yes, come and help us with the mine, provided you commit significant monies to exploring what is a very, very big target. And then, of course, Bisant has, which we made some announcements the other week on the manganese. That's looking quite good, the battery manganese in Botswana. We're doing upgrade tests at the moment to ensure that it will make battery grade. So there's another emerging project, which is of interest in today's new age metals. Let's talk about new age metals, of which battery grade manganese is one. So it's a very nice, compact company. It's monetized big project and has a significant ownership, 26.3%. It has a huge exploration project in the form of Open Gorup together with a mine, something which is mine ready, drilled out to decision status. And as I say, the manganese on the South African border there at Kanya, which we've got some very nice grades. And now we're doing metallurgical test work to see if it upgrades. In a thumbnail, that's Bisant. But I guess that the key takeaway from this podcast is that mid-range valuation is higher than our market cap.
Yeah, which seems ludicrous. Yeah, we look forward to visiting Namibia because we were also speaking to Martin Churchhouse about Namibia when we were in Zambia, because there are some interesting things happening there. And obviously with the Open Gorum as well, it'll be great to go and see what's happening. So yeah, I can see Bisant's really coming together. I mean, basically the opportunity in the Philippines really underpins the whole value of Bisant as it stands. And you've got Open Gorum and obviously the other project that you talked about as well, which could literally blow the lights out in terms of the ability to produce copper at a time. As we say, we all know there's going to be a shortage of copper, 24, 25, 26. And, you know, this is going to be right in the slot where hopefully this is going to start producing.
Interesting, you're 74, 25, 26, because that's the sort of message that I've been. You know, these large mines, and there aren't many of them that are on the drawing board to try and meet this copper shortage. They're not going to be ready, Kevin, by 24, 25, 26. So we're talking about being in production at Open Gorup there to meet that demand when it comes. But equally, we're there to meet 2030 demand, 2035 demand with large mines. And we've monetized a very distant position in the Philippines. So it's all good stuff, and it's in the right space, right time, in my opinion. So you've summed it up eloquently.
Very good. Yeah, we look forward to welcoming you back on in the future and giving us, you know, more frequent updates. Thanks very much for your time, Colin.
Thanks, gents. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.